Actor, writer, director Dan Butler is here to talk about his new short film, Pearl, and give us his spin on our LGBT issues. Hi, Dan.
Hi.
Tell us about your new short film, Pearl.
Well, Pearl is a 17-minute film adapted from a poem of the same name by former U.S. Poet Laureate Ted Kooser, also a Pulitzer Prize winner. And this is an actual event from his life, where the morning after his mother passed away, he traveled 100 miles in Iowa to visit a close relative, his mother's childhood playmate, to pass on the news. And the visit takes an unsettling turn, and I was drawn to it from the moment I read it.
What was your inspiration for doing this project?
Well, I think it's very similar to what any inspiration, creative inspiration is, whether it's to act a role or direct or write, there's a bit of mystery about it. I mean, I could say, well, we have Midwestern roots, Ted Kooser and I. I think I was mostly compelled in the story where the elderly character is expressing what most of us would identify as a delusion, but she's aware it's a delusion. And I'd never seen that characterized that way, that she's starting to see things, but she's aware that this other person would not see them. And I found that really mysterious, a little sad, and wonderful, since a lot of people are having to process that, at least in my age range, parents passing on.
How did the production come together with Frances Sternhagen and such?
Well, Franny and I, a wonderful, wonderful actress, she and I did a tour of Arthur Miller play All My Sons at the end of the 80s. In fact, we were on the Cape during one of the stints in that tour. And we'd kept in touch, and she immediately came to mind when I read the material. And then I thought it was a great opportunity to hook up with amazing filmmakers here in Vermont, where we've been living for the past 6 years, my husband, Richard Waterhouse, and I. Tim Joy, a terrific filmmaker in his own right, was our DP. Dan Mazur, wonderful sound person. Tim's crew, Daniel Sparling. Peter Ciardelli, who teaches film editing at Dartmouth, edited the film. So it was great to keep alive this filmmaking connection here in Vermont.
What is your personal commitment to LGBT civil rights?
I think sometimes it's just the way you live your life. I've been politically active in the past with Human Rights Campaign or ACT UP. Right when the Trevor crisis line formed, I worked at the lines for Trevor and the Suicide Prevention Center in Los Angeles for about 6 years. So now I think it's just by example, you know. I really believe in that Gandhi quote, that you live your life as if the changes you hope to happen have already occurred.
What's your spin on the visibility of more and more openly gay actors in Hollywood?
I think it's great.
It's about time, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, everyone, I think, has their own coming out process, whether you're gay or not. And what I so love about the individual creativity of gay men and women is it's sort of come out of oppression. So in a weird way, I've been sort of blessed in my life, or naive. I just don't look at the oppression. But I think it's almost like an oyster, you know, that's the bit of sand we form a pearl around, and that's where the humor comes from, and that's where dark humor comes from, and a unique way of viewing the world and viewing the arts and being active in the arts.
I remember, you know, 10 years ago when you were doing Bulldog on Frasier.
Yeah.
I was so shocked when someone said, you know, he's gay, and I was like, that's incredible. I mean, it was so encouraging, and, you know, you served as such an amazing role model at that time.
Oh, well, thank you. It was sort of a wonderful irony and juxtaposition that, well, I was doing a one-man show at the time called The Only Thing Worse You Could Have Told Me, which was about what was processing, what it meant, if anything, to be gay. And I was doing that at the same time I was playing this rabid heterosexual sports announcer. It's fun just to mix up people's preconceptions or to realize, like you just said, in a strange way, we had our own misconceptions going, well, how could that guy possibly be gay? I just love mixing it up.
What was your reaction to President Obama finally coming out in support of marriage equality?
I think it's fantastic. You know, it's incredibly powerful that the leader of your nation says he's for that. You know, you can get into the political ramifications and, you know, practically speaking, how is this helping? I think it helps a great deal just spiritually, and this is fantastic.
You mentioned the Trevor Project. LGBTQ teens are 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than the heterosexual peers, and we continue to have numerous teens taking their own lives after facing bullying incidents. What advice would you have for these kids?
A lot of things come to mind. I mean, I've had a lot of suicide and depression, mostly on my mother's side of the family, and that's what led me to volunteer on the line. It's hard sometimes when you feel completely alone. I think there are voices, dramatic and soft, inside of all of us that want to kill some part of us, and usually that's the part we really need to keep alive. It's probably where our creativity or our golden part of us is, and I think you should try to fight as much as you can of anyone that wants to shame you or make you second-guess the essence of who you are. And you know, I used to say to people on the line, the people that were really contemplating suicide, you know, that there are people you haven't even met yet who love you, who are out there loving you right now and who form a protective net. So they can see the you you're going to become. So trust in those voices, or at least give them equal say to the voices that are trying to destroy you.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
Well, some of it, an interesting occurrence that's happened since we've moved to Vermont, that, you know, people think I've stepped out of acting or, you know, trying to get away from it all. There's just strange influences led us up to Vermont, and it wasn't about getting away from acting or directing or writing. So I guess the question would be, how best can we collaborate on a fun, creative project together in any capacity? You know, Richard and I are creating our own stuff, but I love being part of new work and ready for the next exciting project to come along.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
Well, they change all the time, and, you know, I think everyone throughout history, there's no non-difficult times. But the one that is really resonating recently is a Camus quote, which is, "The only way to deal with an unfree world is to be so absolutely free that your very existence is an act of rebellion."